service theme. All five verses. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark but his love can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Did e'er a saint find a friend forsake him? No, not one. No, not one. Poor sinner find that he would not take him. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Was there a gift like the Savior given? No, not one. No, not one. Will he refuse us a home in heaven? No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Amen. You know what my favorite line in that one was? No, that's a good line, though. Ever a sinner, he refused to take him. There's never been a sinner he would not receive. Ain't that awesome? You may be seated tonight. Thank you, Sister Ernestine. Tonight, as we get going, it's good to see all of you. Thank you for making the effort to come out tonight. And praise God, it's good to see ministries kicking back up and going. Like I said, we have Awana's going. We've got other things that are kicking in, like yesterday and the trip to Kentucky. And then also the work that was done at Sister Jessie's house and Jessie Bowles. And she's very thankful for that. And as her and Sister Pam are getting up in a little bit of age, they've had to have the rescue squad go down there a few times. And the rescue squad is thankful for it to be better as well. But tonight we're kind of going to have, you're going to decide how service goes tonight. We've got the We've got the study out of Numbers, examples of an attitude of ingratitude that we have looked at, and we've got five more points to go through that. But also, I've come prepared tonight as we are recognizing that today is 9/11, 21 years ago today. And again, I do believe, I think America's the greatest country that's ever been. But I also think that we've mistaken the American dream for Christianity in so many places that we don't need to get them overlapped, you know. American dream is pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Jesus Christ says there's none righteous. There ain't none of us that can pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. Amen? But here's what I wanted to, if I can find my phone. I want you to think about these questions right here. September 11th, 2001. Where were you at when you found out? What was your first thought or reaction when you heard it? And did anyone you know join the military because of it? I'll tell you what, that was, like I said this morning, that was our Pearl Harbor, you know. So just be thinking about that. At this time, we'll go into our prayer needs. Those of you that's watching by Facebook or listening by the radio tonight, it's good to be with you. Not chance or accident that God's brought us all together. We do have many on our prayer list tonight. We want to pray for the lost, number one. We want to pray for the leaders of our country, our president, all that's going on there. Audrey Irvin, Sister Jeanette Willis, Sister Jeanette Carter, Melvin Bishop, Nathaniel Wells, the Kentucky flood victims, Sister Bridget, Awana, my mom and daddy, Randall and Needy, both of them have COVID, Josh Lester, my daughter, Sister Denise Mosher, Michelle Bishop, Jeff Smith, Linda Thompson, Dale Taylor, Linda Phillips, David Duncan, Delaney Rowe, Jesse Bull, Emma Bowen, Raylan Bowen, Chase and Daniel Dye, and Little One, they had their baby. Brother Danny and Sister Sherry, Mr. Leonard and Sister Nancy, Jamie, the house fire in Weber, our shut-ins, those that are traveling. And again, there's still those that are mourning from 20 years since 9/11. Ken Flannery's traveling, Rick Sawyer, Sister Teresa, good to have her with us today. Miguel Santos, Mike Elkins, Lottie Johnson, Brother Chris, Sister Caitlin, and the baby. Brother Jared, Sister Ashley, Mia, and the baby, their baby that's on the way. And then Brother Logan, Sister Hannah, and Milo Shepherd, Tom Hendricks, Tony Frazier, Sabrina Thompson family, Noah Jesse, Kevin Mullins, Mr. Johnson, he's about a 40, 45-year-old man diagnosed with lung cancer, Laura Evans, Opal and Grayson, Susan and Anya Cope, that's my mother-in-law and sister-in-law, still testing positive for COVID. Continue to pray for the Denny Lemon family, that's Brother Ken's cousin, and they've laid him to rest. Martin Stanley, Sebastian Spurlock, Delaney Rowe, Brenda Miller, Diane Andrews, and then also let's remember our students, whether it be in middle school all the way up to graduate school. I mean, it is just a tough time. Then Miss Shirley, and the Lord knows. Do we have any other prayer needs tonight that we need to add to our list? And don't forget, on Tuesdays, our prayer meeting. For the lost, over 250 names that we lift up their souls. Remember, we talked about praying scripture, and the Bible teaches us that it's not His will that any should perish. So when we pray for the salvation of a soul, we're praying in unity with our Creator. Any other prayer needs tonight? John Austin. Is that physical? Ooh wee. Thank you, Sister Donna. Anyone else? June June Fannin, Charlie Townsend. Thank you, sister. Anyone else? It is Anderson. I just said Andrews. You're right. I've got Anderson wrote down there. Can't even read my own writing. Anyone else? What was that last name? Okey-dokey. Anyone else? Yes, Brother Jack. Amen. 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 Yeah. Amen. Yeah, the devil carries a 2x4 lots of time. Anyone else? Amen. What's their name, sister? Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Just remind you that the altar is always open. You don't have to be invited by any human. If you feel the need to come to the altar, I am going to ask if Brother Keith would come and lead us in a word of prayer tonight, and specifically over our, number one, the lost. We know that some physical sicknesses we're not going to be healed of one day, but the spirit, hallelujah, our best days are yet ahead if we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So any other, how about a praise report as Brother Keith comes? Is he home? Well, is that a praise report or is that a prayer request? Which one is that? All right. No, we're glad he traveled. That's what I said. Praise God. Those is going back to 2 to 3 years ago since we've seen numbers like that. And to God be the glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I give God praise. We've had one come want to join our church and bring her family with her. So we're thankful for Sister Townsend as well. Yeah, Brother Jack?
Yeah, Matt Scott, he's
the one that spoke last Sunday night at the thing. House manager.
So he got married yesterday to a sweetheart.
Miss Amanda. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Brother Keith.
Let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you, dear God, for another opportunity to be in your house tonight, Lord. Lord, as all these requests has been made, Lord, you know each and every one, you know each and every heart. And I pray, dear God, that you would touch them as only you can. Lord, we thank you for the ministries, Lord, the one that's starting back. We thank you, dear God, for the rehab ministry, Lord, that's needed so bad, Lord. And I just thank you for it. I just pray for our pastor as he stands tonight, Lord, that you would give him the words. And pray, dear God, that our hearts would be receptive to your word tonight. We thank you, dear God, for your Holy Spirit this morning. And Father, look forward to it tonight. Forgive us, Lord, of our million failures. Forgive us when we pray. For it's these things we ask in your precious holy name. Amen.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the last two verses says, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. And again, you know, I'm proud to be an American. I'm thankful that we are built on Judeo-Christian ethics. I mean, even the founding fathers, the majority of them that may not even have been Christians, believe that there was not a better system of values than what's found in the Judeo, found in the Bible. And but lots of times we can let our national pride override our pride in Jesus Christ. Every good and perfect gift is from Him. And you know, America, we do have our scars, and not everything's been done right. But God's used America to bless the world. And like I said this morning, me and Amy had probably been married going on 5 to 6 months. And I was doing construction work of the day and cooking at Ruby's Kitchen of a night there in Pennington. And I'll never forget, but I had kindly drifted away from the Lord. And I tell you, that day, I wasn't the only one that was driven back to their Bible. There was a lot of people. And if you remember, the only other time I remember that was anything like that happening was back in Desert Storm, the first one, when we tied the yellow ribbons around the trees. You remember that one? And that brought us to the house of God. That brought us to our knees. And I pray that it doesn't take something else like that, like we talked this morning, to stir us up. Because, yes, we need to be stirred up. But praise God that He's on the throne. And we know He will use an ungodly nation to bring down the so-called godly nation. Does anyone else want to remember a little bit tonight?
Test. I was in my office, supposedly, you know, the TV's on all the time when I'm in my office, and it was on the news. And I actually, as they started recording it from the very beginning, of course, I'd say that was maybe 30 minutes after it actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually seen the second plane. You know, they were filming it fly right into the buildings. And when it first started, that was back when you had tapes and you had to use a tape machine. And we also taped things for repairs for the housing authority and for capital grant programs. And I had a tape, and I actually taped the whole thing. So I have it all on tape.
Wow. Wow. Thank you, Brother Johnny. Anyone else? Maybe just what went through your mind as the planes hit the building?
I was at work.
Hold on, they got to hear you on the Facebook.
I was at work. I worked down here at the BBT, which is now the Truist Bank, and I remember customers coming in and saying, "Do you guys know what happened? Do you guys know what happened?" And we were like, "What's going on?"
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they told us. And I remember I drove home for lunch, and I sat there, and it was just like it wasn't real. You know, it was like a dream. You know, mm-hmm. like something in a movie at first. But the one thing that really got me was Flight 93.
Amen. Amen.
Because they knew they were going to die. They all knew they were going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were going to crash the plane.
And that was the one headed for the White House, wasn't it? That was the one they was taking to the Capitol. Was that
and
one?
They all agreed that that's what they had to do. And, I mean, you know, and that was just something that I just was like, oh, my gosh.
That makes you proud to be an American.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else?
His sister Pansy is saying that. I just thought, what if everybody in this building tonight, here, you and I and everyone else, all agreed that we'd give our life for a great cause, our country.
Mm-hmm.
What greater cause? Jesus said, what greater cause than a man give his life for another? He saved us all, but we could only maybe save a few. But that would be hard to get everybody to agree to that.
Mm-hmm.
If we all said we're going to all die, but we have to agree to do this to save Duffield or the church or whatever it might be. And that was, as Sister Pansy said, that was a great call and a great feat for all them to agree to do that. crash the plane, get rid of this mess.
I work for University of Virginia's College in Wise as their nurse. Mm-hmm. And our counselor that was in her office, and she ran out and she said, my husband just called me and said, there's a plane that's crashed into the Twin Towers in New York. And we thought, like Pansy, you know, this is a, really? So we all ran upstairs to where the TV was, and we got to see that second plane hit mm-hmm. that building. It was like a dream.
Yeah.
Everybody just stood there like, and then the campus went into automatic counseling mode because there were foreign students from all over the world on that campus, and we had to counsel them because there was a lot of them very upset because they had family members that they knew and all that were in the Twin Towers, and they mm-hmm. weren't sure that they were alive or dead.
Yeah.
But that was a tough day for the whole campus, for the whole country.
It was. As it goes to the next person, just raise your hand. Tom Coughlin was the coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars at the time. And his son was in one of the towers, and he made it out. But he was, I don't know if y'all have heard of Jerry Vines. He was the pastor at First Baptist Jacksonville. And he writes a story on it. Did I see a hand over here? Sister Peggy.
I was working at a dentist office, and my patient come in. I never will forget his name. Is Rufus Vanover. And he said, I am sorry I'm running late. He said, something awful is happening in New York City. And we didn't have a TV in the office, so he was trying to explain to us what was going on. So every time he come in, we talked about that day.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was such an alarming day for everybody. And I never will forget, we did have services here that night.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Mr. Blair, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that did our service. We mm-hmm. did have a service here that night. But I remember Philip telling me, get Kendra up. Kendra was a freshman in college. Get her on the phone. Tell her to fill the car up with gas. We do not know what's fixing to happen
Amen.
Here. Because it was just alarming for everybody because you just didn't know the trickle-down effect. She was fixing to go to Walmart. He said, no, you tell her to stay at that campus. Do not get off that campus.
Yeah, yeah, we're learning all that now. we're in the middle of all that.
Yeah, but it was. It was for all those years. Mr. Vanover and I talked about that every time he came in. But it does. It just changed a lot of people's lives that day.
It's
really
changed
did.
Our country.
It has. It really has.
We've given up so many freedoms because of that. That basically we have the government eye on us 24/7. But I never expected the towers to fall. I mean, all of it was mind-blowing, you know what I mean? And couldn't, but seeing the towers fall was just mind-blowing. Sister Vanessa?
I had a friend that was in visiting his parents, Tony Bowen, and he was flying home that day. And so, you know, I was at work and, you know, the same kind of scenario, we made it to a TV and started watching. And then I remembered that he was in the air that morning flying home to California. And then one of the most impressive things, you know, to me through, you know, that day was how quickly they got all the planes on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought how amazing, you know, if you ever see how many, you know, it told how many planes, you know, were in the air at that time. And in a matter of like 20 minutes, they had them all on the ground. And I thought, wow, you know, what a feat for them to work together to be able to get all those other people on the ground safely. And they landed him in Atlanta. And
mm-hmm.
he was there for, you know, a couple of days. And he found a place to stay. Had a friend of a friend of a friend that said, you can stay with me until, you know, you can get home. So
mm-hmm.
there was so much. To be thankful for.
Amen.
There could have been more plane crashes just trying to get them, you know, on the ground, but there wasn't.
Yeah. Thank you, Sister Vanessa. I know there's a lot of things I didn't agree with George W. Bush, but when he stood up there and basically said, you've done messed up now. I mean, we're coming. That, for such a time as that, I mean, he was the right man for that time. Someone else over here?
That fell, I don't think they should have got out. They should have evacuated them. That's what hurts me today. Mm-hmm. They could have saved a lot of innocent lives if it's a tire next to me and it is done had a plane in it, honey, I'm packing up I'm getting to the bottom.
I'm gonna run.
Yes, because I'm gonna tell you something. They could have evacuated that whole thing, but people told them to stay. They're better to stay there. They wasn't better.
Well, you know, thank you, sister. You know, we talked about this morning how there was 2,970 some odd that died that day. And then there was 25,000, more than 25,000 that were injured that day. But there's a lot that died after that because of what happened that day. And those firefighters and those first responders and all that went in there, praise God. Anyone else down here? Come down here, let him hold it.
Special forces that were sent to fight after that.
Yeah.
You know, it affected a lot of families after that, you know, special forces being sent to fight.
It did. Thank you, brother. Anyone else?
Yeah, we lived right up there in New York City at the time, so we, you know, could look out going across George Washington Bridge and see the smoke and everything. What was interesting, though, my son's school was along the Hudson. Tina, my wife, taught there. Four kids were there. And all day long, the jets are flying up and down the Hudson River. And so my son, he's 13 years old. And so he doesn't know how to handle this emotionally. And I had never – he's a quiet guy. He's the associate pastor over there at First Baptist and Pennington. When he came home, he was moving in about four different directions at once. He came up the steps, and he's yelling at me, "Dad, I want to join the Army. I want to join this. I want to go, Dad. Did you see what they did to us?" And I, whoa, I'd never seen my kid like that before. Mm-hmm. And part of me was, like, proud that he had that patriotism in him. And at the same time, I was, quiet down, son. You're only 13. You got a ways to go yet.
Amen. And think about our country now. Do we have that same type of patriotism, would you say?
No.
I mean, what's old saying? If you don't acknowledge and remember history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Yes.
Anybody else? Just raise your hand. Sister Amy? Brother Otis? We got one over here.
Yeah, I was just wanting to tell y'all how Jake and his troop, his platoon, had honored the fallen, the first responders. He said they had climbed 48 stair climbs for the 110 flights of stairs that the first responders had to climb during 9/11. It equaled to about 2,200 steps with 89 pounds on their back. So they've really tried to honor them and remember the fallen first responders. And I remember I was in college. I was in a college class, and we had stopped it. The first plane had just hit, and they did have a TV in there, and we was watching it on TV, and we just spent the whole class. It was really solemn and really quiet. Nobody really knew what to say or what to do, but it was definitely something we'll never, ever forget.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Amy. Anyone else? I remember when Reagan got shot. I remember when he got shot, and there was an ominous, you know, feel to that. My mama said it was, and Daddy said it was similar to the death of Kennedy, when Kennedy was killed. But I tell you, it's one of those things that's just imprinted into your psyche, you know, who you are. Anyone else?
Yes, Pastor, I'd like to mention, too, addition to my story, and you could actually see the people jump out of the buildings, you know, as they died. And also, I'd like to comment that the Norton Fire Department Thursday did a 9/11 walk, and they climbed nine stories at our high-rise building in Norton in honor of those who have lost their lives.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's like we talked about this morning, you know, over there in Hebrews, where the writer says that we're to provoke one another to love and to good works. And sometimes the word there meant to stir up, to provoke. And that day, America was provoked into action. But the Holy Spirit, I believe, at that time was trying to stir America to action, to come back to Him. And you know what? We still carry In God We Trust on our dollar bills. We still say that we're one nation under God. And I think that God will receive us back. There's not a sinner. It is.
And I think the Lord is trying to bring us back to a point of repentance. But at center,
yeah,
our military center, the Burmese things is what we turned to. Sad, very sad. But now, 21 years later, you see where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's how Revelation ends. Even so, Lord, come. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else? I tell you what, it is a time that we do look back and we do remember our nation. We remember those that's passed away. But I'm gonna tell you what, I'm gonna ask if we can just gather in a circle tonight. You ain't got to hold hands, nothing like that. But I want us to have prayer for our nation. And to lift up our nation. And if you can stand, I'll ask you to stand. Let's make us a circle in here. And if you don't feel comfortable with that, you just stay in your seat. That's fine. And I'm gonna ask Brother Otis if he'll start us out, and then we'll go around. And if you want to hold hands, you can hold hands. I'm gonna hold hands. Come here, Marvin. You got to hold my hand, Marvin. I know you don't like me, but you got to.
That's not true.
You got to hold my hand. And I know we don't agree with a lot of the politicians and a lot of the stuff that's going on, but the Bible tells us that we're to pray for those that's in charge over us, that's in rule over us. And so tonight, we're just praying for America and that God will send repentance and an awakening. We need an awakening and we need a revival in the church. So, and if you don't feel like praying, just squeeze the hand next to you and we'll pass it on around, okay? Brother Eric.
Father, we just come tonight somewhat bereaved.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat, but we are bereaved for those who died, many died since us. There's no sense in it. You know everything. And God, I'm glad you do. You know, it's one of our hearts here while we're here tonight, right reason, or if we're just here to be seen or heard. You know us.
Mm-hmm.
And we just ask you to be with us as a church family, knit us together.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Challenge us, Lord, to be what you want us to be. And I often say, Lord, we sometimes pray against your will. We pray that things don't. We pray that I don't get sick. And so-and-so doesn't happen. You're in control.
Mm-hmm.
I just pray your will in my life, the life of this church. Most of all, just pray for those who they can't call your name because they don't even know you. You're a stranger to them. My heart hurts for them.
Yes, Jesus.
They're lost and undone.
Yes.
Don't care. God, I just have circumstances in their lives that they will come to know you. No matter what happens, if they know you, we have it.
Mm-hmm.
Just thank you for that.
Yes, sir.
We know our Father that you know everything.
Yes,
we know our
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for allowing us all to be here tonight. Thank you for allowing us all to get here safely. Watch over our loved ones and watch over all of us on our way home tonight. It's raining outside. And look out for the lost. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we come to you tonight, giving you all the thanks and all the glory. Lord, we thank you for all the many blessings you've bestowed upon us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for our ministries. We thank you for this church. Pastor, Lord, we thank you for the monitor group downstairs. Lord, I want to lift up all of our prayer requests. You know their needs, Lord. You know their hearts. Lord, I want to lift up all the fallen from 9/11, the soldiers, the first responders, and all those that are in the building, Lord, that you give them their families peace, that you lead, guide, and direct their paths, Lord, that they can find peace with the losses, Lord. We need a revival in our area, Lord, bad. We need to win some souls, Lord, to the heaven, Lord. So I pray for that, Lord. So Jesus' name.
Father God, we come before you this evening. I thank you, Father. Each and every one of us, thank you for your blessings. We ask, Father, that we not take those blessings for granted. We know what we was before, Father, and we know what we are now. And we got you to thank for that, Father. Like the brother said over there, our country's in bad shape, Father, and it has been since the time 2001 when those two planes hit that building, Father. And those of us that was alive then, we know how we each felt, Father.
Mm-hmm.
And we turn from this, we turn to that. What needs to happen now, Father? We all turn to you. We need a great revival, Father, countrywide, nationwide, worldwide, Father. You're the beginning, the end.
Yes.
You're the hope for all of us, Father. We pray for that. We pray for you to put your healing hand upon this country, Father, with our leaders from the top to the bottom, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Missing loved ones, and Lord, I know that you will just comfort their hearts and only be spring is closer in the days ahead, Lord, and I pray for the Liz to get back to you. So, Lord, I just pray to be with us and lead us and guide us and let us go out that they may come to know you as Lord and Savior of their life. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a person.
Yes.
Any other country ever nation has its Christian people.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to help us.
Yes.
I know business is important, and education, all these other areas, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Father, so thank you for his will in our hearts and minds and ears. Pray for those that lost joy in him.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I do come to you tonight, thankful to be with your people. Heavenly Father, Lord, just to pray to you, thankful that we're in a nation that, as of right now, we don't have to worry about a group of people busting in those doors or coming in here and trying to shut us up or knock us in the back of the head. Thank you, God, that we do live in a place that the word of truth has been passed on through generation and generation. And God, I pray that you will stir within us today, God, hope that we'll hold fast to the truths of God. Heavenly Father, Lord, that we'll be willing to stand up, not just simply, Lord, we don't want to be patriotic Americans. God, we want to be committed Christians. Yes. And in doing that, we'll be good Americans.
Yes.
And so, God, tonight I just pray, God, for those that are broken. Lord, as we, even this morning, as we thought about those that lost their life, it still breaks our heart, Lord. But Heavenly Father, Lord, you do all things well. And you're still at work right now. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you that you forgive me of my sins. I'm thankful that the blood is still applied. I'm thankful, Heavenly Father, Lord, that my sins no longer will be brought up in between me and you. And Lord, that you are doing what's best, not only for your name, but Lord, for also your people. And so, God, I do pray that you send the right men, the right women into America, and God, that we'll take the word of God forth. And it's in Jesus' name I thank you for just the sounds of ministry, the sounds of children, the smell of food, God, in this place. And I pray you just continue to do a great work in this community through Thomas Village. And all God's people said,
Amen.
God bless you. Don't forget our meeting.
I can't see that clock with the two.
It's 5:10.
That's early for me. We get out early.
That's right.